From VOA Learning English, this is the Health and Lifestyle Report. For a healthy diet, people should eat more beans, peas, and lentils. They should eat less red meat and processed meats, as well as starchy vegetables, like potatoes. Also, they should continue to limit added sugars, sodium, and saturated fat, an especially unhealthy kind of fat. That is the latest advice released on December 10th by a panel of nutrition experts. This panel of experts is responsible for advising the U.S. government about the 2025 dietary guidelines. These guidelines will inform and shape federal food programs and policy. But the 20-member panel did not advise on ultra-processed foods that some research findings link to health problems. The panel says there is not enough evidence to tell people to avoid them. And the group did not speak to possibly updating controversial guidance on drinking alcohol. They are leaving that issue to two independent reports expected to be released soon. Overall, the recommendations for the 2025 to 2030 dietary guidelines for Americans sound familiar, said Marion Nessel. She is a food policy expert. This looks like every other set of dietary guidelines since 1980. Eat your veggies and reduce consumption of foods high in salt, sugar, and saturated fat, she said in an email. She also said the latest advice says nothing about balancing calories when overconsumption of calories, especially from ultra-processed foods, is the biggest challenge to the health of Americans. The nutrition panel described a healthy diet for people beginning at 2 years old. It is high in vegetables, fruits, legumes, nuts, whole grains, fish, and vegetable oils that are higher in unsaturated fat. The recommended diet is lower in red and processed meats, sugar-sweetened food and drink, refined grains, and saturated fat. It may also include fat-free or low-fat dairy and foods lower in sodium and may include plant-based foods. This panel worked on the guidelines for almost 2 years. It was the first to consider dietary needs based on financial situation, race, ethnicity, and culture. Panelist Fatima Cody Stanford is an obesity expert and doctor at Massachusetts General Hospital. In an email, she said that considering these new elements will help make sure that the guidance reflects and includes various population groups. The panel did not advise on two controversial food groups, ultra-processed foods or alcohol. Ultra-processed foods make up about 60% of the American diet. The panel considered more than 40 studies. Several of them showed links between ultra-processed foods and being overweight or obesity. But the nutrition experts had concerns with the quality of the research. So they said the evidence was too limited to make recommendations. The panel also did not change recommendations about alcohol. The current guidelines are 2 drinks or less a day for men and 1 drink or less A Day for Women. The last time the guidance was updated was in 2020. At that time, the government rejected the advice of scientific advisors to recommend less alcohol consumption. Two separate government groups expect to release reports in the coming months on the effects of moderate alcohol use to inform the guidelines. The advisory panel said they know that the diets of most Americans do not meet the current guidelines. More than half of all adults in the country have one or more diet-related chronic health condition. And 18 million individuals and families have insecure sources of food, the report says. The report adds that nutrition-related chronic health conditions will continue to threaten health through the lifespan. It adds that this is not good for the future of health in the United States. The scientific report informs the dietary guidelines, which are updated every 5 years. These new recommendations now go to the U.S. Health and Human Services, or HHS, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture, or USDA. Officials there will create the final guidance and release it next year. As of December 11th, the public has 60 days to comment on the guidance. HHS and USDA officials will hold a public meeting on January 16th to discuss the recommendations. And that's the Health and Lifestyle Report. I'm Anna Mateo.